it is very good to be back.
Are you here by yourself?
Did you think our story was over?
You guys having fun at the convention?
I missed you.
We're the Thursday Murder Club.
Viva la revolution!
What a melody.
Things are getting a little out of hand.
You're the only friend I ever had.
Movie news.
Woohoo! I'm a light.
With Gareth Daly.
The new version.
Good afternoon to you, Gareth. We are starting with news of Ben Stiller. Tell us all.
Good afternoon. We are indeed, yeah, because he's leading the charge to direct and produce the non-fiction book The Lost Airman, a true story of escape from Nazi-occupied France. And it looks like he's got a good actor lined up for it, because Jeremy Allen White is circling the project at the moment. A24 are also there to look at producing as well. So the 2016 book tells the incredible true story of an American turret gunner whose B-24 bomber was shot down over Vichy, France in 1943, and while hiding in the French countryside, he befriended Marcel, the founder of a legendary French resistance group who helped shelter the man from the Gestapo through his secret network. And after 6 months of barely evading capture, an escape plan was hatched that saw the soldier cross into Spain and eventually freedom. So if this all comes together, the plan would be to start their production in early 2027. Ben Stiller's been pretty busy over the last few years with a TV series. Many might have seen it, the Apple TV series Severance. He actually directed 11 of the episodes in that series. He didn't direct a feature film in a good few years. Yeah. 2016, Zoolander 2 was the last time that he directed a feature film. And as for Jeremy Allen White, well, he's next going to be seen as Bruce Springsteen in Deliver Me Nowhere, Scott Cooper's drama that premiered at the Telluride Film Festival last week. And again, coming out of that, there's been sort of strong notices and awards chatter.
He's meant to be good
in
it, isn't he?
Yeah, he's meant to be very good. Mm. And he's heading for the Emmys as well, because he's up for a third nomination for Outstanding Lead Actor in FX's The Bear. So
fantastic.
Busy time for him. Yeah.
Now, scary stuff coming up, Gareth. I'm not crazy about scary dolls or scary clowns or indeed ventriloquist dummies. The dummy's back.
The dummy's back. And this is a 1978 cult horror film called Magic. Anthony Hopkins starred in it. I do remember it. Yeah. It's good. It was a very creepy film.
Very creepy.
Very creepy. And it looks like it's going to be remade, because producers Sam Raimi and Roy Lee are teaming up for this remake. In it, Anthony Hopkins played Corky, a magician who reaches fame alongside his obnoxious ventriloquist dummy called Fats. And on the verge of signing a network deal for his own show, he basically takes off to the Catskills. And once there, he tries to reconnect with his high school love, while Fats begins to murderously take charge of the situation.
Yes.
It had a good cast. Anne Margaret and Burgess Meredith also starred in the film. It was directed by Richard Attenborough and penned by William Goldman. So yeah, it has taken a while to get the rights sorted out, but it looks like now it's finally going to be moving forward.
Okay, even another Attenborough link for us indeed.
I do, because in 1960 Richard Attenborough starred alongside the likes of Jack Hawkins, Nigel Patrick in The League of Gentlemen.
Yes.
And now actor turned filmmaker Dexter Fletcher, you know him from the likes of Rocketman, is reportedly attached to direct a reimagining of the 1960 British heist movie. This is happening at Paramount. So the original film was based on the 1958 novel by John Boland, and it followed former officers of the British Army who plan a bank robbery in the city of London. They raid an army training camp in Dorset to get the weapons they need, and then they frame the IRA for the raid. So Beck Smith has penned the script for the new take on the story, which is expected to be set in the modern day. So Fletcher has been involved with the project since early 2024, but we now know that his role is revealed as the director involved for The League of Gentlemen.
Very good. Now, we haven't heard about Lara Croft for a while. What's the latest?
The latest is that Game of Thrones star Sophie Turner, who had been linked to the role, is now officially going to be playing the role in the new Tomb Raider TV series that Amazon Prime
are making. Small screen for it.
Small screen for it. Looks like she has beaten out a number of actresses that were mentioned for the role. It's kind of an iconic role as well. When you think about it, Angelina Jolie, Alicia Vikander also played it in the big screen version as well. Phoebe Waller-Bridge is actually the show's creator, writer and co-showrunner here. Yeah, so it's one of those deals that she signed a couple of years ago with Amazon to bring this to the big screen. Looks like production's going to be starting in January. And yeah, they're saying the vibe of it will be kind of similar to 1999's There's Gone come back as well. The Mummy. Do you remember that film?
Yeah.
So yeah, so that's sort of an established adventurer and archaeologist. So we look forward to that.
Interesting.
Now that they're casting in place.
Casting in place, and Phoebe Waller-Bridge, a great choice. Now, Brendan Gleeson is on stage in The Weir, but his son, Donal, is flying it at the moment.
Flying at the moment. There's a new series out called A Paper that he stars in, and actually just before that was even released, it was announced that it has been renewed. That's a spin-off from The Office. But he's also completed another project called The Incomer.
Yeah.
And he stars here alongside Gail Rankin, best known for her role in The House of Dragon. Wrapped shooting in the Scottish Highlands, it's a comedy and it's set on a remote Scottish island. The film follows two siblings whose lives comprise of hunting seabirds, chatting to mythic creatures and defending their isle from dreaded incomers, and the world is upended with the arrival of an awkward council worker. Okay. Who better to play this than Donald Gleeson? It comes to uproot them from the mainland. We've no release date yet for this film. Louis Paxton is directing, but I suspect our release date is incoming.
Oh, very good. Okay. Now, you couldn't resist it.
I couldn't resist it.
Bluey the movie.
Yeah, so parents out there, listen out, because I'm sure when the little ones hear about this, they'll be flocking to the cinema, because we have a release date for Bluey the feature film, which is going to be August 6th, 2027. By then we'll have a whole new audience ready for it. Exactly. So this film has been written and directed by series creator Joe Brum. It's the Australian animated preschool series, really, that has become a worldwide smash and a perennial hit for Disney Plus, where it actually scores really highly on the streaming charts. Mm. It's always up there. So the movie marks the big screen debut of the beloved character. There's been three seasons of it to date. They've also had a three-part special called The Sign, which was released in 2024. So it's going to go to cinemas first, and then it will be available on Disney Plus after that.
All right. Trailer watch for us this week. You're bringing us to the White House.
This is a tense looking trailer. This is centered on White House staffers grappling with the impending missile strike on America. This gripping drama unfolds in real time as tensions escalate. Take a listen to House of Dynamite.
Home. Everyone you love, everyone you know, everyone you ever heard of lived out their lives on the moat of dust, suspended in a sunbeam. Think of the rivers of blood spilled by all those generals and emperors, so that in glory and triumph they could become the momentary masters of a fraction of a dot. In our obscurity, there is no hint that help will come from elsewhere to save us from ourselves. The earth is where we make our stand. It underscores our responsibility to preserve and cherish the only home we've ever known.
Sounds intriguing, Garrett. That is a House of Dynamite. Who's in it?
Good cast, really. Rebecca Ferguson, Jared Harris, Idris Elba, Greta Lee. It's also directed by Kathryn Bigelow. So
wow.
When it comes to tension, no better director, really, to be able to draw that out. It's getting a limited cinema release first, and then it's going to be on Netflix October 24th. But do watch the trailer for it. You'll get a great sense of it.
Very good. New releases in cinemas this weekend. Let's start with On Swift Horses.
Dear Julius, it's really true what they say about California. As if the odds are stacked in your favor. Like anything is possible.
Bethel takes the win!
Muriel, unexpected opportunity has come up. Wish me luck in Sin City.
First time? What do you think so far?
It's instructive.
I got something to show you.
Oh, yeah, what's that?
You think I don't know exactly who you are?
You got your secrets and I got mine.
It's never been easy for people like us.
We're all owned by something.
Yeah, an impressive Daisy Edgar Jones there on Swift Horses, Garrett.
Yeah, this is about Muriel and her husband Lee about to begin a bright new life, which is upended by the arrival of Lee's brother. Muriel embarks on a secret life gambling on racehorses and discovering a love she never thought was possible. Supporting cast here from the likes of Will Poulter and Jacob Elordi.
Yeah, Jacob Elordi's on a roll, isn't he? We saw him in Elvis and Saltburn, and then the trailer this week for Wuthering Heights, Frankenstein, with Guillermo del Toro. He's definitely on a roll, and he's really good in this. It's a really strong cast. He's super in it, and Will Poulter also has that great 50s quiff. Really solid performance from him. And I love Daisy Edgar Jones. You know, she has that lovely vulnerability, but she really pulls you in when she's on screen. This is very much 50s America. It's beautifully captured, that whole era, and the production design and the costumes. And it's that 1950s forbidden love, love triangle and then some. It's kind of all going on, the class system. Very much a sort of stylized period piece. Kind of a quirky ending. Doesn't all work, but it's an enjoyable watch, I have to say. And as I say, really strong. It's a beautiful looking film, no doubt about it. That is on Swift Horses. Now, we have one here that's interesting because it's Ukrainian, but there's an Irish link, right?
There is an Irish link, Irish director, Irish made actually. This is Sanatorium, and it's a documentary that's set on the shores of Odessa in southern Ukraine, where it focuses on this sanatorium, a sort of crumbling Soviet era health facility that has seen better days. What you have here is a kind of wonderful look at this, obviously set against the backdrop of troubles that are taking place as well. It has actually been selected to represent Ireland in the Oscars International Feature Film category, so it's going to be submitted there. And as I said, it's directed by Gar O'Rourke.
Getting great reviews indeed. We wish them well. Yeah. What else have we?
Well, just to mention that while we're talking about documentaries, the IFI Documentary Film Festival is taking place, obviously at the IFI, and it's a celebration of non-fiction filmmaking. So that starts Wednesday through to Sunday the 14th. So just to mention that. So if you like your horror movies, we've got The Conjuring Last Rites is on the big screen. This is about paranormal investigators Ed and Lorraine Warren take on one last terrifying case involving mysterious entities they must confront. Vera Farmiga, Patrick Wilson, Ben Hardy starring in The Conjuring Last Rites. Ethan Coane is in the director's chair for a dark comedy about Honey O'Donoghue in Honey Don't. This is about a small town private investigator who delves into a series of strange deaths tied to a mysterious church. Cast here includes Margaret Qualley, Aubrey Plaza, Charlie Day and Chris Evans. Orlando Bloom, Katrina Balfe and John Turturro star in The Cut. This is after a career-ending defeat, a former champion trains for redemption, but his obsession takes hold and reality unravels. He may be spiraling into something that is quite difficult to get there with the heights of his training. And then on Apple TV, Spike Lee has a new movie out called Highest to Lowest. So when a powerful music mogul is targeted by a ransom plot, he's forced to fight for his family and legacy while jammed up in a life or death moral dilemma. Denzel Washington starring in Highest to Lowest.
Very good. What about a TV movie for us?
I was taken all the way back, you know, to 1993. I was trying to think. I remember going to see this film at the Palace Cinema, which is gone now since 98, I think, in Navan. And I was so excited to see this film. There was an awful lot of press around it. It was a Francis Ford Coppola movie. It was, you know, Gary Oldman, Winona Ryder, Anthony Hopkins, Keanu Reeves starring in it. Real gothic look. I remember going to see it. Actually, I looked it up. It opened on the 29th of January in 1993.
You're right. There was great excitement about it. Yeah,
great excitement about it. I went to the Palace Cinema, so excited. First showing on the Friday night. There was nobody there. And I was on my own in the cinema, which I loved because the experience of seeing this film was, you know, the film has its flaws.
That's
but
a great
there you
memory.
Go.
I love it.
Bram Stoker's Dracula on the big screen at
just
the Palace Cinema on my own. Yeah. So if you want to catch it yourself, it's on TG Car tonight and it's on at 9:30.
Bram Stoker's Dracula. Love it. Just to bring you back to the 29th of January, 1993. Let's finish with a little clip from that. Gareth, thanks a million.
Thanks, Aideen.
Enter freely of your own will and leave some of the happiness you bring.
Count Dracula?
I am Dracula. And I bid you welcome, Mr. Harker, to my house. Come in. You will, I trust, excuse me that I do not join you.
but I have already died. And I never drink wine.